Hi, Gloria Leibecker here with Healing You. Have you ever had someone else give you a look that caused you to kind of recoil with a shame reaction? Maybe the look implied that you'd done something wrong, or maybe it implied that you hadn't done something well enough. Maybe it brought up a fear inside of you around feeling hurt or rejected, or a need to defend yourself, maybe a scramble inside. And it's really uncomfortable. And yet your voice just couldn't be heard. Maybe when this happened, you really felt invisible, or like not known. They didn't even know you to think that of you. And yet at the same time, even if they're having expectations of you, I'm wondering if you're needing some shared reality around what it's like to have projections, to receive projections from others. I'm guessing maybe you really need your own intentions to be acknowledged and seen for what they truly are. When someone gives us a look, especially if it's one of disgust, it's going to cause that instantaneous response in our nervous system. Our neck and our shoulders will actually lose muscle tone, and so we kind of go into a collapse. And the dorsal vagal, the place where we go into immobilization, it's activated. And when we go from social engagement, which is the highest ventral vagal in our viscera, it's how we can actually talk and have ease and have facial expressions. We slip down into our sympathetic nervous system when we're activated and we're ready to fight or run. And if something happens to where fighting and running doesn't seem possible, that's when we go down into the unmyelinated vagal nerve of the dorsal. And everything just moves super, super slow there. And that's because our body is releasing a neurochemical to eliminate most of the pain that we feel, because it's a painful reaction to fall into shame. If we were in our sympathetic nervous system and somebody shot us a look of disgust, we'd probably want to fight with them. And yet, I want to hold a lot of space for what it's like when others project their expectations upon you, maybe with just a look. Well, what if it's possible for you to instead be able to recognize those projections for what they truly are? And not take it personally, but to actually have some insight into recognizing the patterns this other person is running in their system. Hey, Polly, you'll come on over here. Another thing that's possible is you can develop empathy buddy relationships, so that when you have some kind of a shame reaction or even anger or whatever the emotion may be that comes up for you, that you can call them up and you can get some empathy for that. That is my favorite strategy to use. And when we get that kind of support as needed consistently, we start growing the fibers of attachment between our prefrontal cortex and our limbic system, the emotional alarm system of the amygdala. And that'll support us to grow both our window of tolerance, being able to stay available and tolerate things that used to maybe be more uncomfortable, as well as you can grow your window of welcome, where you actually can stay really engaged in that ventral vagal social engagement system, even in the face of these kinds of projections that others may have. Because as you grow those fibers of I make sense, come here, Polly. As you grow those fibers, you actually step more and more fully into who you truly are, instead of the fear of who you are not. So I'd like to offer you a little something. And I'm feeling self-conscious that my puppy dog is making noise. Come here. Come here. Let's say hi to everybody. Yeah. Maybe she needs a little empathy today. So when you notice that you're having a shame reaction, what you can do is you can pay attention to the sensations in your body. Maybe your cheeks turn tingly and hot. Pay attention to the sensations and also make a clear observation around what was the trigger. Because when you can, it's like taking a snapshot of what happened or what you heard or what was said, then you can use that with your empathy buddy, and you can have that observation and then go into your body and notice as you practice this with a friend or a trusted other, to identify the beauty of the need underlying that reaction. And once you've received some empathy support and you notice a shift in your body, come back to the observation and notice how your body responds the next time. And there'll be a difference. And you may need to get several rounds of empathy, depending on how strong the reaction was that you had. Yeah. So if you would like to join with others that are practicing learning these types of skill sets, I invite you to join me with my free course. And you can find that at healingyousanctuary.com. And there's an application on the last page to join our next group that's kind of come through. Thanks for being on the journey with me and with Polly. Healing you.